استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أما بعد Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa subhajal is the most merciful, and after him his chosen servants, prophets and messengers alayhim assalam, they are the most compassionate and merciful people for the entire creation. That is why the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azawajal said about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have not sent to you but a mercy for all the worlds, for all. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down some rules to benefit and gain access to that mercy. Because to benefit from anywhere, you have to follow some kind of a method, some kind of rule. Electricity is being produced in the power station. Yes, the source is there and it is a kind of mercy for all the country that everything is running on electricity. But to benefit from that electricity or that current, you need to follow proper rules and regulations. If you don't, and you go straight forward to the power station, you will destroy yourself, your life will end, and you will harm yourself. There is not, you can't access it at the source, or just going there and saying, I will take electricity to my home. There are rules for it. There you won't get access. There are rules that you should have. If you want access, that's the source is there, the electricity is there. If you want to have access, you should have a meter, you should have some kind of contract, and then still the same electricity will come to your house and it will be coming through different transformers, which actually reduces the harmful effect. Because if the full current comes, then everything which is being operated, there is a chance that it will be blown. It will not be of any good. So this is proper rule. Similarly, there is water is mercy as well for the humanity. Water is mercy, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ, that we have made everything alive through water, from water. Water gives life. Without water, living things cannot exist very long. It's very, very important, as it is common knowledge, you are aware. But the source of the water, let's say the sea, is one of the source. But can you go and benefit from there, that you have entire sea there? But to benefit from that water, you want it, the water is untreated, it's salty, it is harmful for you, at least you get there. So there is a proper rule that it needs to be refined, it needs to be treated. You can get access through certain company. The same water or the rain water, other water will come, but treated through your taps, and you are drinking clean water. So electricity being there at the power station as a mercy, yes, that is truth. But to benefit, there are certain rules you should follow. If you don't, you harm yourself. Similarly, the water is in abundance in the world. The sea is full with water. But to benefit from it, you need a proper method, a rule through a company. Water will be filtered, then it will be coming through the pipes and through your home, and alhamdulillah, you will be able to do wudu, wash clothes, etc., etc., etc. So you can say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he is such mercy that if whole of the worlds and universe, that mercy is distributed, still it won't make any difference to the sea of the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is ocean of mercy from which the angels, the malaika, the jinn, the human beings, the animals, they can benefit. But like I gave you the example, you can't directly benefit sometimes from the power station, you follow rules. You can't get water from the sea, you have to treat and think, etc. Similarly, in order to benefit from the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are certain conditions you have to fulfill. If you fulfill, it's as though you've opened a tap, you've opened a door of mercy towards your house, towards your body. Otherwise, like the air in the atmosphere here now, there is oxygen. There's no doubt that oxygen is covering whole of the earth. But if I don't breathe it, if I stop breathing, or something, I have an obstacle on my mouth and nose, or I intentionally stop breathing, then what's going to happen? I won't be able to benefit from that oxygen. I won't be able to breathe that air, although the air is there. The oxygen is there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also is as though covering all the worlds, like the air. But in order to benefit from that oxygen and that air, I need to breathe, I need to inhale, I need to exhale. There shouldn't be any blockage there. I shouldn't stop breathing, etc., etc. There are certain things to follow. So similarly, I'm saying to you,
as it's in the month of Dhul Hijjah, and the Prophets and Anbiya are a mercy for the entire people. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did a dua for all people, for the benefit of all people, when he said, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ الْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He did that dua that, oh Allah, send amongst them such a messenger that who will deliver your message in the forms of the ayat. He will purify them, he will teach them the wisdom, the book, so that the people can benefit forever and ever. So imagine that the Prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam living 4,000 years ago, but he is worried about and he had a concern for thousands of years people yet to come, and he is doing that dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua. And it is Sayyidina regarding Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that is mentioned about him, huwa sammakumul muslimin min qabl wa fi hadha li yakuna rasul alayhi shahida, that it is he that Allah have named you as muslimin. Huwa sammakumul muslimin, your name, your title is Muslim, Muslimin. So to understand the nature of Islam, which really means that you should understand who is the servant and who is the master. Simple as that. Once you understand that he is employer, he is my foreman, lineman, then I am the employee, the things become easier. He is my line manager, he is the director of department, he is the MD, he is the prime minister. You going in a company, working in a company, it runs smoothly. You can benefit. Because you know the rule that who should submit to whom. The manager is not going to follow you. You are supposed to follow the manager. The director is not going to follow you. You are the employee. You are the subordinates. You are the person. So if that rule is there, that company, that organization runs smoothly. If that's not understood, you think everyone is a manager, everyone is director, everyone is prime minister. There's no understanding. Then as soon as you go, there will be chaos in that company, that organization. You will be doing things, other things, the other person will be saying something else. There will be infighting, there will be clash. So Islam, in other words, gives you one message, that understand that you are the one who is going to submit, and Allah is the one who you are going to submit to. You are the slave, he is the master. You are the servant, he is the servant. You are the worshipper, he is the one who is worshipped. When that becomes clear, then there is no question then about commands and prohibitions, and all these things come. It's decided that you follow the rule of the company. Like a manager runs a company, a restaurant owner runs his restaurant, he lays down the rules. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the manager and creator of all the worlds, and including this earth and everything you see. He is the creator. He is the owner. لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. To him belongs, he created, so he has the right to command. He owns, he has the right to dictate you, because he owns you as well. Your life as well, your body as well. So Sayyidina, in the Quran it comes that the nature of Muslim, and yet you are actually this is what your status is, that you are a Muslim, you are not master, you are not God, you are not the creator. When someone understands this, that who is the boss, who is the owner, who is the employer, then there is following, then their obedience comes then. One submits. You see, even sometimes in the history and now as well, wars happen, wars take place. But when one army overrules the other one, when one army overrules the other one, they know now who are the masters. So they submit to them, they give up their government, they say, okay, we will do whatever you want, however you want, we will do. They have to do. Because now they have understood. Previously there is war. Well, now they have submitted. Now they are not clashes as such. So, but a person who doesn't understand this, he will or she will keep on fighting a losing battle. Fighting a losing battle. Because a person who is rebellious, meaning who does not want to follow the command of Allah, who does not want to love Allah, he wants to love all shaitan and sin, or he is rebellious, it's as though he is fighting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen and his command. And this is known fact, this is no secret, that whoever will come in with competition with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his power, he will be overruled. He is the one, he is fighting, as I said, a losing battle, he is already lost, because Allah is the winner. He is وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. So no matter how much planning you have, how much power and grip on government you have, how much you think you are strong, how much money you have, well, millions of people have tried for your knowledge. Millions of people have tried. Kings have tried. Very big kings like Pharaoh, Nimrod, other kings and leaders, one after the others. One after the other, and very much rebellious, rich people of influence like Qarun, or the existing leaders, you may say. The recent what happening in the world around, you see, in the Middle East and the others. How many people were in government? How many people ruled, for how long they ruled? Some 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Or look at the other countries, Europe or America. Meaning, you see, the rulers changing now, coming and going, coming and going. Some with honor, some with dishonor. Some are killed, some go with just actually that they leave, but they have to leave. So millions of people have tried, including Shaitan himself, who is very, has such powers. He's living for thousands of years. He can move about. He does not become ill. He can move very fast. He's controlling millions of shayateen and jinnat, and also millions of human beings. But still he is loser. There is no one who has won from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If no one has won with all these armies and so much long life that hundreds of years these pharaohs lived, and gangsters and drug dealers and all these people, everyone has tried and failed. What do you think you are? How you think you are going to win? You're destined for doom if you decided that. Because if you give me one example, then at least there is some possibility, yeah, that there was a person million years ago, 5,000 years ago, that he is still living, he is enjoying life, and he will be the winner at the end as well, etc., etc. And when you cannot give such example, then the better thing, the wise thing, is to submit and make your akhirah and make your life forever. Don't destroy. So, very briefly to give you some understanding and insight of Islam. You must have heard how many, there are five things, five pillars on which Islam is based. Islam is a religion, the deen, but it's based on five pillars. And you, most of you should know, and you know obviously what they are. Children learn. For children learn by name that it is recite kalima, shahadatain, it is salah, it is fasting, it is zakah, it is hajj. But if your knowledge also remains the same about that, that's what it is, then really you've not understood. When you've not understood the pillars, which are the main part, how will you understand the whole of the building? You can't understand whole of the building and the stories of that building when you even do not understand the pillars. So very briefly touching upon in relation to the path of Rasulullah Sallallahu, the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that how it fits and how it relates to, how these five pillars relate to make you a good Muslim. That's what you need to understand, and then get on with this job. Get on with it, because actually a clock is ticking every day upon you. Israel is coming closer to you. Death is coming closer to you. All these people and dunya are going away. Every day which come, your children and family goes one day away from you. Far away, slowly, 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 everything is going further away. And slowly, slowly you're coming closer to your death, Allah, angels, and to face the consequences or the results and the good fruits, blessings, whatever you are doing. So first pillar, Shahadatain means actually, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rabbi, witnessing that, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم. First thing, La ilaha illallah. That shows you who is the master, who is the slave. Who is the one worshipped and who is the worshipper. You are as though saying that you have accepted Allah as your master, so His command is your master command. He has the master command over you. So that means, in other words, ta'zeemu li amrillah, that giving dominance to the command of the master, command of the creator. La ilaha illallah, he is the worshipped one. He should be worshipped, he should be followed, he should be obeyed. So what does that come? We can draw that one of the principles that which help you in becoming a good Muslim, when you make the command of Allah, the master command. Yes, there are other commands that you want to do things, people want you to do things, friends want you to do things, shaitan wants you to do things, you yourself want to do things, but which is the master command? Master command comes from the master of the universe, the creator of the universe. La ilaha illallah refers to that actually, that you should give always supremacy and dominance and acting upon the command, the order of Allah should be the master order. He should be over. This should be wrong. So this is one thing. Another thing, when we say Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu, that we bear witness that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the worshipper, abd and servant and messenger of Allah. When he is being so great that he is the messenger, he is the Rasul, the best, khayr khalqillah, the best amongst the creation. If he being best amongst the creation is abd of Allah, he is worshipper and follower who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why we should not? What is our status then? So he being in such a high stage, he still says, we say, وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ, he has become complete obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. He is ma'asum, he is completely adhering to the law and word and spirit of whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do. He's the model. So if he being so great is submitting, doesn't it befit us to submit? We are still like animals roaming around, that thinking we are somewhat gods or somewhat actually masters, and thinking one day someone will come, an angel will come, and he will actually hold me and take me to do good things, or actually will pick up a stick and hit me on the head and say, go and pray. This is not going to happen normally in this world. In previous ummahs it did happen, but as a punishment, not as a most. But still people are waiting for that actually, and it's not going to happen. Because you are getting respite and the matter is going to end. Everyone is sitting at a particular place. Everyone is sitting at a place. Whoever has done 4 prayers, 10 years he is only doing the 4. Whoever couldn't control eating, he is still there. Whoever were addicted to zina, he is doing hajj, everything, but he is still addicted to zina and pornography, whatever. Meaning you've trenched in your stronghold. There actually you are there. And thinking, I want to do tawbah, I'm not advancing, what's happening, I want to come closer to Allah. You yourself are the obstacle. I myself is the filthy obstacle in presence of Allah, nothing else. And then saying, I want to come this, I want to become this. You think Allah and His Messenger is stopping you? No. You yourself. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I come to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, da' nafsak wa ta'al. Leave yourself and you will be with me. You don't have to come. You don't have to come. Just leave yourself and this, what the self contains. Leave your nafs and the desires of the nafs. Leave yourself and the unlawful desires of the self. And you are there with Allah, is already closer to you. You are not closer to Allah because you are making yourself a barrier between you and Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. I am closer to you than the jugular vein. Then what is the problem? The problem is that you yourself are creating a barrier. You yourself are barrier. You are this evil mindset and desires and wasting of time and actually just actually becoming the fulfilling the pleasures of the flesh. These things are the barrier for you. These things are the barriers for you, and it's stopping you. In front of people, me and you are becoming pious. Whoever has beard, they are there actually, all the time. But real change should follow. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet of Allah, da' nafsak. Leave yourself, yourself is the barrier. Wa ta'ala, and you will be with me. You don't need to run. It's one step you have to take. But we don't. As I am saying, that we are sticking to our those addiction, which are the tests for us really. So I'm saying to you, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the abd, is the servant worshipper of Allah, then what is stopping me and you? In a bit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya ayyuhan nabi, O the one who gives the news of the unseen and the seen to people. That's what Nabi means. Nabi means the deliverer of the news. That's why in Arabic they say Naba to news. Like you say it's news, they say Nabai. It is news. That's from where the word Nabi comes, the news giver. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, who are you, my messenger? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya ayyuhan nabi, oh the one who gives the news of the before death and what happens after death until the day of judgment and the news here. So this means that he alayhi salatu wasalam will give you the news. He will not force you to change. He will not force you to change, nor he is going to use extra power that he can force you to change as such. He'll be the deliver the news. Then he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna arsalnaka, we have sent you shahida, being a witness that your message has been delivered to all people now. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was witness that he delivered the message. It's not that he's going to force you. Yes, you leave by force. You are going to leave stealing and robbing people, or zina, or actually other things, or magic, or actually interest, whatever things which is stopping you, or forcing you to pray, or other things like this. No, he will be a witness that he has delivered the message. That's what he said in his last sermon, that to the companions, that have I delivered the message to you? They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, says, you not only delivered, but you have delivered as it should be delivered. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Ya Allah, be my witness that I have delivered the message. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahida, that you are a witness, and his sunnah and Quran, wherever it reaches, it is becoming a witness now. You are a witness, a hujjah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are who? Shahidan wa mubashira. You are giver of glad tidings, good news, congratulations to the obedient people. Meaning again, he'll tell you that if you do good, good will happen, but he'll not force you. No one is going to come and hold your hand and stop you. This is the mindset which Shaitan has put you in, that you are thinking, yeah, I'm going to be pious. Somehow, one day, anything is going to happen. Things are going to change. No, no. You are then at the mercy of Shaitan and mercy of the circumstances, and at the disposal of the nafs. It's not going to happen like this. You should be in the driving seat. Why actually you are waiting for someone else? If you are not there, then Shaitan is there. Then he is driving. He's driving you. He's meaning you can see your body, what type of things. Is it the things which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, or is it the things which Shaitan does? By that you can get a good idea who is driving your body, who is controlling your body. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Shahidan wa mubashira wa nazira. Nazir, you are nazir, you are warner for the people who do evil, of evil and bad consequences. You will not the forcer. You are the warner. Your job is only to warn that if you do this, this will happen to you. If you do this good, then this blessing you will get. If you become rebellious, then there is dire consequences. But he is not forcer. Wa naziran. Then, what more? وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ. He is the da'i. He invites you towards Allah. He invites you towards the path of Allah. Meaning, he is not forcing you. He is only inviting you. That's his job. He is da'i إِلَى اللَّهِ. دَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِ. He is da'i إِلَى اللَّهِ. Meaning, that he will invite you. It's up to you, you come or not. If I invite you to come to my house for eating dinner, it's up to you, come or not. I'm not going to force you, pick you up, send somebody to bring you. So here Islatu Islam Sifa is Da'iyan ilallah, that he will invite people towards Allah. Doesn't force people towards Allah. Nobody is going to force you. You have to make the change. Then وَدَعِيَنَا اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِي وَصِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. He is like a lamp. He is like a guiding lamp. A lamp which is giving light, which is enlightening the path to Jannah. Like outside is dark, and there is one route which goes to, let's say, towards Manchester, and in the, like the planes when they come, you see the runway, how it is lit up, the plane knows then, the pilot, that I'm going to go down there. So Rasulullah is like the lamp which is enlightening the path to Jannah, which is the Sunnah. But it's up to me and you again. The lamp cannot force you. The lamp will not come and force you. It cannot actually entrust its guidance upon you. وَدَعِيَنَ اللَّهِ وَبِإِذْنِ وَالسِّرَاجُ مُنِيرًا وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
He is Bishara, as Allah SWT says, give good news to the one who will believe this, that this is the role of the Messenger of Allah, that he is going to deliver the message, he is going to be witness, he is going to give good news, glad tidings to the good doers, bad consequences for the bad doers, and he will be the lamp, meaning the ball is in your court, you have to come up with that, you have to get up and say, yes, I want to change, and then you follow it up. That's what's going to happen, because Allah is still the same as in the time of Rasulullah is still the same. His guidance is as guidance, his light is still there, he is still Nabi, and he will be Nabi until the day of judgment. Quran is still the same, the Sunnah is still the same. Why are you and me entrenched and drowning in sin and disgrace? It's because of us. Because of we are there, we are different. Quran has not changed, Allah has not changed, the Rasulullah has not changed, Islam has not changed. Thing is, me and you are not actually doing as we are supposed to do. And so it carries on. So I mentioned to you the first element of being Muslim, that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning that I will give priority and preference to the command of Allah, the master command over all other people, and I will give preference to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning that he is the messenger, so I will give preference to his message, his lifestyle. That's from there where Tariq or Tariqa Muhammadiyya begins. That's why these are the two objectives of the path of the Islam and Rasulullah, Azimul Amrillah, giving preference to the command of Allah and giving preference to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love and obedience. And then thereafter Salah, Zakah, meaning they have a dimension, but we don't have time for those things. I'll mention some another time. But for you, whoever wants to start this path of submission or this path of guidance or this path to become a good Muslim. Firstly, you become good Muslim, then you become good believer, a mu'min. Then you become a muttaqi, then you become muhsin, then you become a wali of Allah. But firstly, you need to come into the nature of Islam. And Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Muslimu, one of the signs of Muslim is other people are safe from his hands and his tongue. So that's why in the tariq, in the path, we teach you firstly to correct your beliefs and then learn how to become Muslim. Learn how to save others from the evil of yourself and save yourself as well from the evil of yourself, meaning using your body, mind and heart. So I finish there. Those brothers, majority of the people who already know about that path and they are mashallah, any brother who is new or sister, they can also learn this path to become a good Muslim if they are having problem becoming good Muslim. If they are good Muslim already, alhamdulillah, then they should help other people who want to be good Muslim. Simple as that. Jazakumullah wa sallam. Jazakumullah.
I just love to make a few announcements. One is Sheikh Ahmed Dabag on Muhammadiyya TV, channel 802 Sky, on Wednesday and Thursday between 6 and 7. Just see them there, inshallah. They also go to Turkey this Friday, they're going to Bangladesh in December. They went to Singapore, they won't go to Pakistan, to India. Mashallah, the travel, spreading the message of Islam and message of how to purify themselves, of people, how they can purify themselves. Also, if you'd like to find out more details about that, inshallah, you can sit with the brothers. And also, if you'd like to see the Sheikh in private or one-to-one, you can leave your name, Brother Shah Alam, and he will take your names down. Inshallah, you can do all these things if you so desire. You've heard the Nasiha, nothing will change. You can listen and listen and listen You can go to many, there's many diet places and listen to the lectures of dietitians and nutritionists. But if you want to actually get fit and lose some weight, you have to actually implement them. So, alhamdulillah, that's it with the Buddhists, and there is a way in the methodology that the Buddhists will explain to you. Also, I'd like to say that after the method, there will be a Zikre method, so please stay behind to participate in the Zikre method as well. And also now that okay, if there's any brother who wants to know more about the information of the course of Ikha Muhammadiyya, if they want to give their names, they can stand up and give their name now, or they can approach one of the brothers there, and then inshallah we will sit with you. It won't take much time. It's always nice to find out what there is to being offered to you. There is no compulsion in anything. If your heart and your will is there and you want to change and you want to know how you can improve yourself and how you can leave the sins and how you can stop yourself from being slave to you, do remember one thing, brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very merciful. For anyone who is a willing slave to his nafs and hopes for the mercy of Allah, hopes in vain. So if you want to know how you can stop yourself from being a willing slave to nafs or to the shaitan, there is a way. So alhamdulillah, sit with the brothers and give your names and just find out how you can. And we all learn from each other. Alhamdulillah, there's a methodology and there is no cost towards it. We don't ask anything. Inshallah, we will give you something, not ask anything in return other than the will that you have, a will to change. Now, I would like to invite our next speaker, Maulana Nazimuddin Islam, for them to come up and give the next issue. JazakAllah.
Astaghfirullah. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
السلام ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين.